Billy Madison, Billy passed the third grade. Oh, what a glorious day. Yes, Billy Madison. Oh, hello again, nerds. It is another off-season episode, which means the rumor mill is ridiculous. I, as always, am Dustin, bringing you the headlines. Well, mostly just the rumors for this one, because, like I said, off-season. There's quite a bit going on. I don't think there's any housekeeping, but there is an intro to touch on first.
Sequence start 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
I would like to introduce
Generally Nerdy.
I would like to introduce
Generally Nerdy.
I would like to introduce
Generally Nerdy.
Generally Nerdy.
I would like to introduce
Generally Nerdy.
Yeah, no real housekeeping. Things are moving along. It is what it is. You know, everyone's still locked down, so only so much can be happening outside of this. So, we do have a couple of headlines to go over before we hit the rumors. Very, very, very not many. So, let's just do that. We're going to start things off like we do in music. Well, no, we don't have any music. So, we're going to start things off in TV streaming. We only have one piece here. It should be a follow-up, but I was unaware of this series until it had already been up on Amazon. So if you are unfamiliar, Utopia is a thing that is on Amazon. It's also apparently a British series. It got a season on Amazon, and we just got the official announcement that it is not getting a second season, in spite of it setting up very well for a second season, but, you know, subject matter being what it is, not everyone wanted to watch a series about a pandemic that was planned and orchestrated while we're in the middle of a pandemic. So, there you go. Season two not happening there. That's all we have for TV streaming. We're going to move over to movies. We have one follow-up in the movies section. That is The Toxic Avenger. We've been talking about this ever since they announced it. Honestly, I think this was announced a year and a half ago or so. We got our first official casting announcement. That is Peter Dinklage is going to be in the show, that are going to be in the movie. That's pretty freaking awesome. The weird thing about that is, though, they haven't said exactly what he's going to be playing. So is he going to be Toxie, or is it more likely that he's going to be the villain, Mayor Grody? Don't know, they haven't said, but they have said that Peter Dinklage has officially been cast, and that's pretty freaking awesome. And then our other piece in the movie section, honestly, is a little bit of a downer, a whole lot of a downer. The physical half of Darth Vader from the movies, David Prowse, has passed on. The official report for his death has not been made public. It was said that he passed after a short battle with an illness. There has been a lot of speculation as to what that illness is. I am not going to contribute to that speculation because it's not healthy to do that in this kind of scenario. So, David Prowse was 85 years old when he passed, and we are going to take our moment of silence for the man that was Darth Vader. Okay. Sad things out of the way. Now we're going to jump to gaming and tech. We have a really interesting follow-up on the Xbox Series X and S saga that is going on. This one's kind of a cool one. There is apparently a way to activate developer mode on your Xbox Series console. And with that comes the ability to emulate other console games, and on that list of console games is a very long list of PlayStation 2 games, as well as some GameCube games. So you heard that right. Your Xbox Series console is a better backward compatibility with PlayStation than your PlayStation 5 console. So That was just too good to not talk about real quick. That's all I've got for gaming and tech. We're going to move over to comic books and books. And we do have one, we kind of have one of each. First one is just such an oddball in that Stephanie Meyer is threatening to write two more Twilight books. Yes, this is apparently a thing. Apparently I forget the name of the book, the retelling of the first book through the eyes of Edward did so well. She went, maybe one day I might be adding to this saga, and no real clue as to exactly how that's going to happen, if it's going to be continuation past four books that already exist, or a continuation of the opposite side of things, which is, again, that most recent book that she's released in the saga, or in the Twilight universe. Either way, it seems a little ridiculous, and I don't know. I don't know if we'll keep tabs on it beyond this, but it's just a weird thing to think about. And then our other piece for comic books and books, I didn't have really anywhere else to put this, and anywhere better necessarily to put this. There's a thing that's happening on YouTube. It's called Sessions with Stan Lee, and just go watch it. It's a little animated short. It wasn't originally animated. It's audio outtakes from Stan Lee doing things in an audio booth with an engineer, and the engineer just decided to honor Stan's memory in honestly one of the coolest freaking, this is gotta be one of my favorite things that I have ever heard Stan Lee do. Very, very quick warning, though, there is some very harsh language, and I love it. So, yes, that is a thing. So, that is all of the news out of the way. Now let's talk about the rumors. All right, so, rumor mill. We do have a weird confirmation to start this section off. The weird confirmation is going back on the refutation that we talked about in the last episode, and that is Mads Mikkelsen. Mads, now I did not lie to you, I did not make things up. Mads did say that he was not going to be the man to replace Johnny Depp. But that obviously must have been before Warner Brothers was like, oh, by the way, here's a truckload of money. So now Mads Mikkelsen is going to be the man to replace Johnny Depp on the Fantastic Beasts 3 movie. He's going to be Grindelwald. I think if you have to replace Johnny Depp, I think Mads Mikkelsen is honestly a really cool choice. I'm a bit of a fan of Mads. He's done some really amazing things. Just kind of IMDb him, Wikipedia his filmography to see all of the really interesting choices that man has made with his career, not the least of which being Hannibal or I forget the name of that Netflix movie that he just did, but yeah, a lot of really cool stuff. Go check it out. It's pretty awesome. Mads Mikkelsen, Grindelwald, weird. Okay, so our first actual rumor is Godzilla versus Kong, rather. And there is a new rumor saying that Netflix has offered basically the budget of the movie in order to be the exclusive streamer for the movie and to circumvent them releasing it theatrically. And so, by and large, this was a decision to be made by Legendary. Legendary Pictures put up 90% of all of the funding, which was approximately $200 million, which again is what Netflix is reportedly offering them to put it on Netflix. And then the extra 10% that got them up to that $200 million was put up by Warner Brothers. So Legendary was like, psh, yeah, let's do this. This is kind of a no-brainer. And Warner Brothers was like, well, not so much, because we have a streaming platform as well, so we want to put it on our streaming platform. And since they couldn't do that because they didn't have that kind of pull, they did apparently, again, according to this rumor, apparently have enough pull to say, all right, so we'll do a dual release, much like they're doing with Wonder Woman. At least, again, that is the rumor. So, likelihood that this is legit, honestly, it sounds just crazy enough right now in the time of quarantine that I believe there is probably an 80% chance it is going to dual release on Netflix and in theaters. Again, who still has theaters open near them? Please let me know. Whatever platform you're listening to or watching this on, let's have that conversation down in the comments or in the emails or in wherever. You can find me on all the socials, Generally Nerdy. We can have that conversation there for if that's the easiest way to do it. But yeah, very interesting situation going on here. But that's what we've got there. Next, we're moving over to the Flashpoint movie. There is another inevitable rumor because everyone is being rumored, everyone and their grandma, except for apparently George Clooney, but that's, you know, whatever. So Flashpoint, Linda Carter is now being rumored to be making an appearance as her version of Wonder Woman, which would be very interesting. So honestly, there's two ways this could pan, three ways this could pan out, but the third being it's not happening at all. So the two ways this could pan out is, and I'm going to percentage for these two. The first is she going to just make a cameo of some sort and, you know, she'll get like 30 seconds of screen time, or is she legitimately going to show up as an alternate universe version of Diana? The cameo one, I think, is the more likely one, and even considering the fact that Flashpoint is going to be a multiversal kind of movie, I still feel like Linda Carter is a little too obscure for Gen Z and millennials and such, so they'll throw her in as an Easter egg. We'll see Linda Carter again for probably about 30 seconds on screen, maybe up to about 2 minutes on screen, but nothing beyond that. And probably not in her Wonder Woman getup. So likelihood she has a cameo, 80%. Likelihood that that cameo is going to be as Wonder Woman, I'm going to say about 30% for that. Moving right along, we have some video game rumors, and some of these have me kind of excited, if they're true. So the first one is the Nintendo Switch. There is now a rumor that Nintendo is going to be adding Game Boy games to their classic retro library on the Nintendo Switch Online store. I considering this source, and they don't usually talk rumor stuff, that kind of plays in the favor, and also considering the fact that why not? You have those ROMs, everyone's already playing them on their computer anyway, you might as well capitalize on your own art, like we've talked about on this show in the past. I think this is like a 90, there's a little bit of wiggle room that this is not legit, but I honestly feel like this is very legit, 90% chance for that. Our next rumor, again, more video games, we have another Silent Hills rumor. There is now another source saying that Hideo Kojima is going to be doing this project with Sony and Konami, but this time it changes ever so slightly, saying that the game is going to be a PlayStation 5 exclusive and not be released on the current generation of consoles. So, well, I guess now that we're into the next generation consoles, that's a little bit weird. So not released on the PlayStation 4. This, and then it bleeds into our next rumor as well. So we'll give a percentage for Silent Hills. There is so much going against this, but considering, again, the source on this one, and considering, you know, the probability that they just want that money, man. Konami has not made any official announcements that they have got back into the console game, so that really counts against this. And they keep weighing this onto the Game Awards. We're going to see a trailer at the Game Awards. We're going to see an announcement at the Game Awards. Something along those lines keeps getting attached to these rumors. It's reliant on way too much other stuff. Silent Hill, though, is a franchise that is ready for a reboot or a continuation of some sort. So all of that being taken into consideration, I honestly feel like we can't even give this a 50% likelihood. I'm going to say about 40-45% likelihood that this is legit. And again, this bleeds into our next rumor, which is Metal Gear. Metal Gear, that's right. Metal Gear is getting a new Hideo Kojima-led game in the franchise. This time they're saying, again, going to be PlayStation 5 exclusive, but also they're saying that it's going to be a continuation and not a reboot. The sources for the Silent Hills rumors kind of go back and forth on, oh, it's a continuation, oh, it's a reboot, oh, it's a reimagining, whatever the heck that means. So, Metal Gear also supposed to be unveiled at the game show or at the Game Awards. This one, there, because it's kind of tacked on to the end of the Silent Hills one, kind of seems even more half thought out. So this one is less likely, as much as I want this to be the more likely one, as much as I would love another Metal Gear, I cannot put too much weight on this rumor. I'm going with 30% that this one is legit. So our next one, still video game rumors. We have Zelda Hyrule Warriors, and this one's a little bit more legit because it's kind of a data mine, though the data mine's a little fuzzy. We'll get into that. So the rumor is that Zelda Hyrule Warriors, the next round or the first round of DLC, has been leaked because data mines, and the first round of DLC is going to contain Robbie, Suga, Aster, and Pura. I apologize for not pronouncing those names correctly. I don't have my Switch yet, but I did just order it. So it does come from a data mine, but the way the data is laid out in the mine, apparently, and I'm not a data miner, so I have to just kind of take their word for it. Apparently, it looks like it could be a DLC update, or it could be leftover code from developing the game. So that's why I say it's a little bit fuzzy. Though it is a data mine that puts it up over 50% just slightly, we're going about 60% likelihood that this is legit. Next, we're talking about Billy Madison. Billy passed the third grade. Oh, what a glorious day. Yes, Billy Madison is apparently getting a sequel. Adam Sandler is reportedly in early stages of pre-production on a sequel to one of his, if not his, arguably one of the biggest Adam Sandler movies that ever happened. Being as he does have that contract with Netflix and they're looking for things to do, that makes sense. Also, Netflix and every major production company is totally all in on doing sequels and creating universes and connecting things, and he's been doing that for a long time, and Hubie kind of just made that even more evident by including some of the characters in that movie that he did. So this all kind of lines up. There's even a little bit talking about the potential plot in that it's Billy as a teacher and then, you know, craziness ensues. But there is the question of rights. Billy Madison was made quite a while before Adam Sandler created his Happy Madison production studio, in which all of his rights lie with that studio. So this is one, I think Happy Gilmore might be in this same boat, in that it does not belong, as far as we know, does not belong to Happy Madison Productions. So they might not have the rights to do this. And because that's a huge one, I'm going to say this is a 50-50. There is 50-50% chance. If he has the rights, there's 100% chance that this is legit. Because, duh. That's another one of those no-brainer kind of things. A potential to add a little bit of gravity to the ridiculousness that he's been making on Netflix recently. I think that could be a really good choice. Don't know if it's happening. We're moving on. Okay, so now we have another quick Deadpool rumor. This new rumor is saying that not only is this going to be the largest contract with Ryan Reynolds that the MCU or Disney has ever written with a writer, actor, producer, person, but they're giving Ryan Reynolds quote unquote full control over the entirety of the Deadpool franchise. So there is a lot going against this. We have Kevin Feige, for one. Just giant nope. And then we have the recent hiring of the two new writers in axing of the previous two writers. So that definitely goes, because if it was up to Ryan, if he got to make all of the decisions, if he had quote unquote full control, then he would have gone with the set of writers that he said he was definitely looking forward to working with again, and not some new people. So because of the words full control, I have to give, I really don't think there's any potential that this is legit. 0% likelihood that this is a thing. Are they going to give him a little bit more control than most? Sure. Is it going to be full control? Absolutely not. So moving right along, we have Captain America. Captain America is reportedly in pre-production for a Disney Plus show that is going to explore what happened when Cap went back in time. Now, the rumor goes on to say that they are looking to tap Chris Evans once again for the role of Cap. In the proper direction for this, we have the fact that, you know, everyone is looking for streaming content, so that's ripe for harvesting. There is a lot of fan theories about what happened when he went back in time, so that would be reason for Disney to go, hey, maybe we should show them what happened when Cap went back in time. But then there's also the fact that they would have to pay Chris Evans a literal truckload of money in order to do this. Not that Disney doesn't print their own money, but they're also not stupid. If they're gonna do a series, even if it's a miniseries, even if it's like four episodes of a miniseries, that's gonna be a lot more money than I think they're willing to pay a single actor, especially if they're gearing up to recast that character or do something different with the universe. I don't think that plays in the favor for this rumor. And then there's the fact that Chris Evans said, yeah, I think I've hung up the shield and mask, so I don't think I'm going to be wearing the red, white, and blue underwear. Let the next guy do it. Likelihood that they're looking to do a prequel series with Captain America, or a series rather that explores that period of time. I think that is super likely. I think there's like a 70% chance that that's going to be a thing. I also feel like it's more likely to be an animated series, and I feel like it's almost not likely at all that they're going to get Chris Evans to do the role. So as far as Chris Evans joining that project, should it come to fruition, that's probably about a 20% likelihood. We're moving right along. We have a new Cyborg rumor over in the DC camp. So Ray Fisher, being the man that is standing up for himself these days, and I do commend him for that, is reportedly not going to be coming back for the Cyborg solo movie, which is a really strange choice if this rumor is to be believed. Cyborg is apparently in pre-production right now, and again, they are saying that Ray Fisher is not going to be part of the project. There could be the slim possibility that they're doing another Elseworlds thing. It's Robert Pattinson Batman. It's Joaquin Phoenix Joker. It's something along those lines. But the way the rumor is worded, the way the leakers are talking about this, it makes it sound like this is going to be the way that they're moving forward with the characters. Ray Fisher is going to have like one or two more cameos as the character, and then they're going to move along. Because of the stink that he has put up with the Justice League issues, I guess, because of all of that, I feel like that makes this so much more unlikely. And also because we have seen it play out in the public eye, and we know that things are kind of getting better in the universe of behind the scenes over at Warner Brothers. So I really can't. I'm going to say about 15% likelihood that this is possible, because again, it could be an Elseworlds thing. They could keep Ray Fisher on to do the main universe continuity stuff, and then they're doing an Elseworlds version of Cyborg, but it does not sound like that's what the rumor's implying. So again, 15% likelihood that that is the case. Moving right along, we have a Netflix rumor. And then we're going to switch back over to Disney, and then back to Netflix, and then back to Disney, and then back to DC. So Netflix rumor, we have The Christmas Chronicles. Kurt Russell as Santa Claus, the new Christmas Chronicles movie, the second one in the series. And I say series because that's what the rumor is concerning. The second movie in the Christmas Chronicles, I guess, just hit Netflix. And so now we're getting word that there is going to be a third. Kurt Russell has said that he's done doing these movies, and he thinks that Santa Claus was a good character for him to end his career on. Can't exactly argue with him there. I really enjoy Kurt Russell, but yeah, I can see that he doesn't necessarily want to be part of the Hollywood machine anymore. And again, can't really blame him for that. Is there going to be a third Christmas Chronicles movie? Possibly. That one seems pretty unlikely considering Kurt Russell doesn't want to do it, it sounds like. So likelihood of a third Christmas Chronicles movie is, I would say, about 30-40% likely. The likelihood that they're going to get Kurt Russell to come back for it, a little bit slimmer than that, about 10-15% that they'll get him to come back. They do also print their own money to an extent, so that is potential, but we'll see as we go along. Moving right along, like I said, we're moving over to Disney. Disney, we have a Spider-Man rumor. So I have to give you a little bit of news in order to get into this rumor. So we do have that little bit of news that the Daredevil rights have officially reverted back to Disney and Kevin Feige. So the Charlie Cox Daredevil has officially been off of Netflix, well, been not in production at Netflix for 2 years. And that was the time frame that they needed in order to revert the rights back to Disney. So that being said, there is a number of rumors, and I didn't want to cover all of them because they were all from horrible, horrible sources. Just a lot of people going, I think this is what's going to happen, without, you know, having any sort of ties to the company. But there is a slew of rumors saying that the Charlie Cox Deadpool is, or Daredevil rather, is coming to Disney in some shape or form, the MCU or to Disney Plus or whatever. But again, didn't really want to talk about those because there's really no basis in reality for most, if not all, of those rumors. The rumors, though, that pertain to Spider-Man and Daredevil are that there is going to be a Daredevil team-up movie. And this rumor does not specifically say they're going to bring Charlie Cox in. It says it's possible, but not likely, because we know Kevin Feige and just all of the other things associated with that. So there is other rumors that are similar to this that are saying to this. Sorry, that was not a D. That was a TH. There are other rumors that are similar to this saying that Vincent D'Onofrio's enthusiasm for his role in the Charlie Cox Daredevil series is a big motivating factor for this. So I don't think that has any basis in reality either. Now, this is the second time we've heard rumor, probably the third time, but the second different superhero that we've heard rumors that Spider-Man is going to do some sort of buddy cop kind of movie with. And it's going to be Tom Holland. It's going to be... Oh, and I also have a real quick correction. I said Tom Hiddleston when we were talking about Spider-Man like an episode or two ago. I apologize. It was a slip of the tongue. I meant Tom Holland. Either way, so this is Tom Holland and potentially a new actor playing Daredevil doing a team-up movie. Could be how they introduce Daredevil into the MCU. Could just be a thing that happens after Daredevil comes to the MCU. Who freaking knows? Likelihood that this is a thing... It's on shaky ground because of the source kind of to begin with, though it does speak very logically to the situation as we know it. So I'm going to say we're looking at about 40% likelihood that we will see a buddy cop kind of team up superhero movie between Spider-Man and Daredevil. Also, it's a thing that happens in the comic books. There was a long run of it in the comic books, so it just makes sense. Likelihood that Vincent D'Onofrio is going to be coming back. I feel like Vincent D'Onofrio and Charlie Cox both are not likely to come back because, again, Kevin Feige. So, we're not going to say zero. We'll leave a little bit of wiggle room there. We'll put about a 10% on the Vincent D'Onofrio and Charlie Cox returning to their roles for that series. That's what we have on that. And then, like I said, we're moving back over to Netflix real quick. Adam's Family, there is another rumor saying that not only is the Adam's Family going to Netflix, because that has not been made known, it is Tim Burton that's doing it, so it really could go anywhere. I don't think he has any contracts with any major studio right now. But also, the rumor is saying that Johnny Depp is going to be Gomez Adams. Again, this is going to be amazing if it happens. Is it going to happen? Johnny Depp as Gomez seems slightly more likely, so we're going to say I don't remember what I said in the last video. Just based on the sources that I've got these two rumors from, again, I'm saying like a 30 to 40, I'll give it a little bit of wiggle room there, 30-40% likelihood that Johnny Depp will be Gomez. Again, he is friends with Tim Burton. But the likelihood that it's going to Netflix seems pretty low. We're going to say about 20% likelihood that it's going to Netflix. Next, we are talking about The Mandalorian. There's actually kind of a couple of Mandalorian rumors here. We have, first is Sebastian Stan is being rumored to be playing Luke. This one is kind of like the other one that we were talking about before with Daredevil stuff. It seems super freaking unlikely because most of the rumors very much sound like people going, well, because Sebastian Stan looks really great in those images like a young Luke Skywalker, then this is the way it's going to be. There is another rumor that's similar to this, saying that Sebastian Stan has been offered it, but he's waiting to hear a blessing from Mark Hamill saying that, yes, absolutely, do the thing, because that's freaking awesome, and you look just like me, only, you know, muscles. So that seems very interesting, but then there's another rumor that's attached to this that's saying that we will probably see Luke in The Mandalorian by the end of season one, or maybe even about halfway, somewhere between there and halfway through, season two, and then some about halfway through season three. So, all right, there's a lot to unpack with this first half. As amazing as Sebastian Stan looks as young Luke, there is zero reason to believe that that is the case. Yes, he has kind of reposted some Boss Logic artwork, and Boss Logic is doing crazy amazing things with the idea of Sebastian Stan as young Luke. So yes, Sebastian Stan has reposted some artwork from Boss Logic that is very convincing, but the artwork existing does not necessarily mean that the studio is going, yeah, let's do that. So I gotta drop that percentage because that's the only basis for most of these rumors, aside from Sebastian Stan saying that he would want to do it, and then there's another rumor that even tacks on that. But 30% likelihood Sebastian Stan will be cast as Luke in his younger years. Physically, I mean, the face looks fantastic, but physically, Sebastian Stan is huge by comparison. And then us seeing Luke by the end of season two of The Mandalorian, 0% there. Maybe seeing Luke come about somewhere between now and the second half of season three? That seems like there's a shred of possibility there, but a shred being the key word. So probably about 15% likelihood that that's going to be the case. Moving right along, we are talking about the other half of this. Sorry, I almost forgot we had a second set of rumors. There is going to be a Boba spinoff. This is not necessarily a new rumor. The new part of this is that they have cast, apparently, Jordan... I'm sorry if I mispronounced this last name. Jordan Bolger, who hails from the 100. He is apparently going to be the actor playing somebody in the Boba spinoff series from The Mandalorian. There's only one source for this. It's a pretty weak source. It seems like a cool casting idea, but there's nothing to go on here. So just as a safety net, we'll say 30% likelihood unless we hear rumors, continuing rumors along these lines, in which case we will reevaluate. Moving right along again, we are now into X-Men territory. We have new casting rumors that sound very interesting. We have two new casting rumors attached to the same source. First is a casting rumor that says Dan Stevens, who we remember from Legion, amongst other things, but he was so amazing in Legion. Dan Stevens is now being looked at for Magneto, and Giancarlo Esposito, who was before was being rumored for Magneto, is now being rumored for Xavier. There's very little to go on here. The source is pretty good. I believe this one was Mikey Sutton, who does a lot of really great stuff as far as the leaks go, but he's the only person talking about it. No one's been able to corroborate it. Just doesn't seem like it seems like a great choice. I love Dan Stevens. I love Giancarlo Esposito. I just don't buy it necessarily. That seems way too early for them to be casting these roles. So with that in mind, I'm going to just put 50-50 on these guys because it really could go either way. And both are really interesting casting choices. So 50-50 on both of those. Next, we're talking, we're almost done, I promise. Next, we're talking about New Gods. New Gods, we have Kathy Bates is being rumored to be playing Granny Goodness. Granny Goodness. It is based on who the official New Gods Twitter account was following. At this current moment, the official Twitter account for the New Gods is not following anybody, but they were following Kathy Bates, which is really not much to base a rumor on. Again, let's revisit from last week, shall we, about the ridiculousness of some of these rumors. Just because a social media account does a thing does not mean that is a confirmation that this is going to be who's going to be playing that role. That's just not how things work. It might be any number of reasons, not the least of which wishful thinking on the part of somebody who's attached to running that social media account. So as great of a casting choice as this would be, and that's going to lend a little bit of credence to it, we're going to say there's about a 20% likelihood that that's a thing until we can get some corroborating evidence from somebody other than this one source. Next, we have a really fun one that seems kind of unlikely, but it has to do with Alita Battle Angel. Alita Battle Angel, there is a new rumor saying that there is a prequel series in the works over at Disney Plus, which if the prequel series, the rumor goes on to say, if the prequel series does well, then they will continue on to a sequel movie, presumably also on Disney Plus. But that's very much kind of tacked on at the end of the rumor. Prequel series for Alita Battle Angel. If I don't know who owns the rights to this. I know Steven Spielberg had something to do with it. So that kind of lends you to believe that maybe it went in the way of the Warner Brothers side of things, but they're saying it's going to be on Disney Plus. Six one way, half a dozen the other. See which one fills up first. I would love for this to be a thing. Alita Battle Angel did not do well as far as money goes. So for somebody to want to throw the kind of money it's going to take to make a series out of this into it, it seems to be a little bit of a long shot in spite of the fan interest in the project. So likelihood that this is a thing, I cannot go above 20%. I just can't. There's not enough there. And then our final piece of rumor has to do with, it's kind of a continuation of a rumor that we've already kind of discussed once before, and that is the Nick Fury series. The new rumor around this series is that it is set to go into production sometime in the mid-2021. This is a rumor based on a rumor, so it cannot go very far. But we do know that Disney is going into production on a lot of the Disney Plus series around about that time. So it would make sense if the first rumor is correct, then the second rumor would kind of lend itself to be correct as well. But because it's a rumor based on a rumor, 30% likelihood that that is a thing, because we cannot go very high on rumors based on rumors. That is the rumors for this week, guys, and a little bit of the news we touched on, so thank you very much. If there is something that you think I missed, you can definitely get a hold of me in the comments. Again, depending on where you're listening or watching, there should be a comment section, or you can find me on the socials at Generally Nerdy on pretty much everything. Go check it out. Go check out all of the other things on all, whatever, again, whatever platform you're on. I know there's multiple things that you can be checking out that are pretty freaking awesome because I choose my platforms well. So thank you very much, nerds, for joining me. We will see you in the next one. Before I go, always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.